C'est la vie. That's Robbie Neville on Nova 103.5. Something I've been banging on about for years and years and years already is transforming our cities, beautifying our cities, changing the way we have public spaces. We've got these big grass areas that struggle every time we have a drought when we could have sculpture gardens and things like that. Well, it is actually happening. Throughout May 2025, a community mural project is taking place. It started last week Saturday. It's going to happen again this Saturday as well as the 24th and the 31st, right in the heart of Windhoek's CBD. We're going to find out more now. The Hands-On Public Art Project is inviting Namibians from all walks of life, including local art enthusiasts, students from New Nam Art Society, members of the Namibian National Association of the Deaf, and you to come together and collaboratively paint a large-scale mural. But it is more than just art, because it's also about community building, it's about accessibility, and it's about sparking pride in public places. It sounds like something right up my avenue. In the studio with me, I have Mr. Emmanuel Inkara, the executive director for the ENK Public Art Group. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us quickly, what exactly is the ENK Public Art Group and what is it that you do?
So we are a creative nonprofit organization, and we are focused on commissioning, facilitating various public art initiatives locally and globally. So, of course, locally is exactly what you said. It's creating murals, sculptures, art installations, and urban design. Mm. And where the global aspect comes in, we want to have an exchange of creative skills, where we invite public art professionals to come create in Namibia, and then in turn send Namibians to go create public art in international countries.
That'd be very, very cool. I mean, I hadn't even thought in those sorts of scales. I'm just going, like, let's beautify our cities, but imagine having Namibian art beautifying other cities. That wow.
Yeah, of course, the first focus is locally, and then essentially you would call us the middleman, but not with the negative connotation. But we just ensure the property owners, the artists, the funders, that everything is up to par through contracts and authorization and such.
Because, yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier on in the show. Obviously, creating art does cost money. Mm-hmm. We can't expect artists to always do things for free. Mm-hmm. And also, there's often that element of red tape getting in the way. Mm-hmm. You can't just go and find a nice wall and suddenly paint on it. You're going to get into trouble.
Yes, indeed.
ENK has already created over 15 murals, I believe. Where can people see them, and which one to you stands out the most?
My favorite, okay, I'll talk about the two that are my favorite. John Minot, the printing company.
Oh, those are awesome.
That the one with
is
the
that you guys?
Yes.
That's okay.
That was us. That was created by Jaru Amuthenu. And then my second favorite, I'm biased, yeah, but my second favorite is next to the new taxi rank attached to Vernil, where there's actually two murals. So there's the smiley face one, the yellow one, and then across it, there is a petition of the old ways of transportation. So it's the new taxi rank, which has obviously cars, but Tanyanda Mateus painted a donkey cart, and within a week, it's quite, people think that it's printed. That's how good it
sure,
is.
Okay.
So those are my favorite two murals, yeah.
All right, I haven't seen the second ones. I'm going to have to go and have a look, but the John Minot walls to me are just amazing.
Yeah.
I love driving that area and seeing those. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I think, if we could have that right across, not just Windhoek, but all, you know, all the cities, all the towns in Windhoek, that would be amazing. Let's talk then about the community mural project. How did the idea then move from commissioning artists to opening the public art initiative to an entire community? How did you get there?
So initially we were approached by the Windhoek Experience, which is a tour group generally.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to incorporate tours for the murals within the CBD. And then we did that, but we wanted to have an interactive moment for the people that were on these tours.
Mm.
So we found a wall. We created a design on that wall. Gina Vasahi created the design. So then that the tour groups can now paint sections of the wall after they done their tours. So then while that was going well, we wanted to finish the wall with full color before winter starts. So now we have, at the start of May, started the Community Mural Project, where we invite on all these four Saturdays to have the groups. And it's a engage, uplift, and include type theme, especially with the includes, inclusivity, being that we wanted to invite neurodivergent individuals, the deaf, the blind, the disabled, to come paint on the 24th. So because we believe art is for everyone.
Yeah. And I like that element of it, that, that, you know, when you say the entire community, you mean the entire community. It's not just art students, you know, and it's like you said, neurodivergent people. Saturday the 24th, I believe, is focused, not that they're not welcome any other time, not that, you know, everyone isn't welcome all the time, but I believe May the 24th is focused specifically on disability inclusion. What's going to be happening specially on that morning?
So it's we send out the emails, and we had to be privy of what the the arrangements should be for each of the groups. So for the deaf, we will obviously have notepads. Each of our instructors and helpers will have notepads just to communicate. And then with the blind, we were, or the visually impaired, we were, there was no other arrangement we could actually have, but they being accompanied by somebody that they know, of course, with this transportation there and home. With the disabled, of course, the wall is not so tall. So there will be ladders incorporated, at least for the deaf, but obviously for the blind and the disabled, if obviously we'll have to mitigate and see how it can do. But everyone else is welcome, and we do have professionals that have handled the people, and so I think we'll have a great day. There's going to be a lot of people on that day, so yeah, we look for a lot of color and fun.
Okay, so where exactly, we haven't actually mentioned, where is this wall?
So the wall is, if I am going to do directions in a playful way, Hilton Hotel, across Hilton Hotel, which is right next to City of Windhoek, we have the shopping areas right up opposite it. Fashion World is one of them. So on Google Maps, you will officially say Chelsea Food Court, which is essentially Chelsea Oasis, which is the block of commercial shops over there. There's a walkway that leads into a famous pub called Wolf Shack. So essentially on Saturday morning, if you go to Wolf Shack, you type in Wolf Shack on your Yango, your Google Maps, you will essentially find it. But if you're having trouble, the number is on the poster. Get yourself to Wolf Shack or Hilton Hotel and call us, and we're right next door.
Okay. And what times are we looking at on these various Saturdays?
So it's from 9 to 1 p.m. I do believe that the 24th and the 31st, which is the last 2 days, will probably run on maybe until 2 p.m. But yes, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay. And does anyone need to bring anything special along, or have you got everything there?
Water and your sun hat. We do have gazebos that will partially shield us from the sun. Of course, winter is still coming, but the sun is still slightly
harsh.
It's
still Namibia.
So your water, your sun hat, and yeah, we've got snacks and juice and such there. And brushes and paint. We've got all that. Perilin Paints obviously provided the paint, so thank you to them. But yeah, sun hat and water.
Presumably old clothes as well, not your latest greatest fashion item.
Yeah, not your latest greatest fashion.
Unless you want to turn it into a work of art and be able to say
that'll be, well, yeah, you will brunt the cost of whatever shirt you're wearing.
Hey, Emmanuel, thanks so much for coming in. Just one last thing, if people want to find out more about ENK Public Art Group in general, and then obviously through that the Community Mural Project, where can they find you?
On all social medias, the Twitters, the, well, X now, the Facebooks, the Instagram. Instagram is our most populated.
Being visual,
social media platform. LinkedIn as well. So it's ENK Public Art Group. If it's an email that you wish to send, it's publicartnamibia@hotmail.com. Yeah, and those are the platforms.
Very cool. So this Saturday, then the 24th as well, and the 31st, Community Mural Project. Get involved. Thanks, Emmanuel.